Hey friends, welcome to Operation Cultivation with me, Christina, and Casey, where it's our job to give you the tools and resources to be the best version of you. Today we're going to be talking about purpose. If you were able to catch our last episode, we introduced ourselves, shared a little bit of our stories, some background, why we're on this path. We also talked a little bit about the new moon, which we subconsciously decided to start our show on. I thought that was really cool. We go into a little bit of meaning behind that and discuss change, which is really the premise of our show. Through diving deep and kind of exploring in yourself, we want you to look at the pieces of you that you can change and make better. So today's show is going to be on purpose.
And we're here on purpose.
So I want to start with kind of each of us going one by one and talking about what do you define as your purpose in this world? And one, how does that correlate to Operation Cultivation? And two, how do you live this every day in your regular life? Let's start with Christina.
Okay. So purpose for me, I gave that a lot of thought today because obviously we talked about it. We're like, this is what we're going to do. So on my way home from work today, I was thinking, okay, so what do you define as purpose? And I realized I put a lot of thought into it, not just today, but in general. Obviously, it's, I think, the deepest, oldest question of humanity is, how did we get here?
Right.
And why are we here? What are we doing? You know? And I realized that I think it's important for everyone to just at least ask that question. A lot of us, I feel like we don't realize that a lot of people try not to even ask that question because they want to follow the guidelines. You know, there's a lot of guidelines to what we are supposed to do here. We're supposed to have a childhood. We're supposed to experience those crazy teenage years. We're supposed to go to college. We're supposed to get married. We're supposed to have kids. We're supposed to have a good job, you know? So there's
don't forget the job.
Yeah, don't forget the job. And then you're supposed to retire. And then you get to live, supposedly, if you get to retire. But that's what the guidelines are generally. So a lot of people probably don't ask the question of what is our purpose here. But the deep thinkers, I believe that is the number one question. And I realize I've thought about it a lot. And maybe a few years ago, even, I would have thought differently. I realized today that I don't know what my purpose is, but I know what it's not just recently.
And I think that's just as beautiful.
Right? Just as important, you know, because it's about observing your life and taking a look at what resonates with you and what doesn't, because we're all just trying to get by. Honestly, we're all trying to survive. We're all trying to get by. We're all doing our very best. And when you're doing that, you're going to do a lot of things that do not align with you and what you really want to do with your life. And that's what holds everybody back, because we all have a purpose, but what holds us all back from actually experiencing that purpose or trying to explore it is just trying to fucking get by, man.
Trying to follow all the rules and the social normities.
Yeah.
And I think they almost, and who is they, right? I think society almost fills us with all of these menial tasks and doesn't allow people really the space or the room to explore what your purpose is, what you're meant to do here. You know, they do primarily push the focus on what do you want to do? Not why do you want to do it? You know, just we're asked from the time we're 5 years old, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not who do you want to be, or, you know, what kind of person do you want to be? What kind of goals do you want to achieve? You know, we're always asking kids, what do you want to be? And that's so, so limiting.
I think it's also confusing for kids, because when we're kids, naturally, we're exploring what feels right. You know, and that's purpose, is doing what you're aligned with and doing what feels right. And as kids, we don't understand all of the, you know, contortions of the world. So we are really trying to figure out what we like to do, you know, and that's why a lot of kids will be like, oh, I want to be an astronaut, because they're playing imagination, you know, and it feels fun to play. They don't really realize that it's not wanting to be an astronaut that feels good. That's just the answer for the adults. It's playing that feels right. good, you know? So yeah. all of us have a purpose, but just recently I realized that I really don't know what it is right now, but I know that it is not in alignment right now that I'm working a job I'm not really happy with. At the moment, I wouldn't say not happy with. It's not the job.
No,
the people that I work with are kind, loving, amazing. You know, it's just a matter of not being where I belong. You know, that's what it is. I guess you could say, and knowing that it's not my purpose to be there. I'm not meant to make this company grow. It's growing on its own. You know, so on a day-to-day basis, you got to kind of recognize what feels right. And when you have to go to work every day and it doesn't feel good, you're not excited to go. Or you're not with the people that you love or you're wanting to be with, you're not doing anything that really feels right, you realize you're not in alignment, that's not your purpose. So what's hard is knowing what's not your purpose, because then you start to panic.
Kind of like a panic.
Yeah, you start to think, okay, well, this is not my purpose, I'm not happy, so what is?
It's also important to recognize the purpose within the situation, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Like, why so, this is meant to happen for some reason.
Why is it here at this moment, mm-hmm. even though it's not your, yeah. I just wanted to chime
no,
in
I,
on that.
But I think that sense. You just, I didn't even think about that. And it's so true. It's so true. Every moment and aspect of our life is meant to happen
right.
because it's along the path. But
what is this trying to teach me?
Right.
What yeah. is this trying to show me? How is this trying to shape me into the person
right.
that I need to be to find my purpose?
Yeah. What's the lesson here?
Yeah.
What is the one thing, if, you know, sometimes they're really, you walk away not knowing and it doesn't reveal itself till later. Sometimes
definitely.
Years, sometimes days, it yeah. does, you know, but you're not always going to get that initial instant answer, and you have to be okay with that.
Just mm-hmm. be patient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know that.
I wanted to ask you on that note, what do you like about, since your current job and function, I know it's an office job,
mm-hmm.
Is not in alignment. What about Operation Cultivation pulls you in, and what about it do you feel in alignment with?
Well, for one, Operation Cultivation brings me in alignment with you two, which... right now, I just said, you know, I don't feel in alignment. This is not my purpose. This is not where I'm meant to be. I didn't even think for a second what Casey just said. You need to recognize that there is a lesson here, what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. Operation Cultivation, I feel like, is a movement for us to try to help other people figure themselves out. But we're learning just as much from each other and yeah. from the viewers, what questions they have, what they want to know, and the listeners. And for you to just tell me that right now immediately clicked in my head. Okay. I didn't even think about that. So that really helps me to get through the week.
You have mom brain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like I'm just skipping things in my head, you know?
So like maybe the growth aspect to
it. Oh yeah. Operation Cultivation 100% is a huge part of growth. I know it is. And I know that that's one really big, important aspect of us being here right now. And it is purpose, because even though there is a divine purpose, a whole entire purpose for your life entity, what we are doing here, what we're meant to do, there are little steps of the way that we are meant to represent purpose for each other, for other people. We are all connected. Oneness is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are all made of energy. We're all connected. And so for us to be together, we're representing a whole different kind of purpose. We are not on one mission individually. You know,
no,
we are,
it's a collective purpose.
Exactly. And so, for instance, this very moment, this conversation right now can completely do a 360 to wherever I was going. I could be going somewhere else now just because of what we just talked about or what we're about to talk about, you know?
And the beauty of it for me is that it stemmed from connecting.
Mm-hmm.
It literally stemmed from us three sitting down. We didn't intend for that to happen, you know, mm-hmm. but you shared, I don't know my purpose, but I do know what my purpose is not. Mm-hmm. And being able to open up and share that. I know in our last episode, we talked a lot about vulnerability and how that is the first step to change, is admitting the things that we don't know, mm-hmm. you know? And I think if more of us went around and did that, we would get more beautiful insight from people like Casey and, you know, just learn and change that way.
Yeah.
And find our purpose.
It's true. Yeah. Cause I mean, you both bring new ideas into my thought process on a day to day. We talk often. I was thinking on the way home from work, I was thinking this is meant to teach me something more than anything, more than we are trying to reach out and teach other people, how to cope with life in a sense, how to, like you said, dive deep and think internally and feel internally and connect with the world yourself. This is so much about us connecting with each other and learning as well, because obviously we don't have halos over our head. We're not teaching you guys how to be the utmost divine, how to be the most enlightened. We're trying to figure that out too.
We're teaching you how to cultivate your best self.
Yes. We are trying to cultivate our best selves also.
On that note, I want to ask Casey, what do you define, if you know, or maybe you have a few purposes or whatever it may be. I want to hear a lot about that. And I want to hear how that ties into Operation Cultivation and then how you live it on the daily.
Alrighty. That's a lot.
Just go one at a time.
One at a time. Step one. No. Okay. So I'm going to start with what I feel my purpose is. Because I can best explain that, I guess. Very similar, you know, to what we started saying is, I feel everybody is like, what else is there? What am I supposed to do? You know, at one point in their lives, they're going to ask themselves, like, this can't be it. Like, what am I supposed to be doing here? And you know, some people, it goes back to what we talked about last episode too, that not everybody will reach that level of awakening or enlightenment, and that's okay for them because that's their job here, right? That's their purpose, and not just their soul purpose, but some people's purpose is to be a mom, you know, mm-hmm. and to provide love to, you know, their family and to make their family, you know, share their recipes as they pass. Like, that's their job, that's their purpose. For me, I feel I have a feeling and a knowing, right, as I talked about last time, mm-hmm. of one of my missions. I don't know if mission and purpose are the same thing.
I take them synonymously. I mean,
yeah.
Personally, I take them synonymously. I think a mission is kind of like a divine, if you don't like the word divine, a very personal... intimate. Goal, like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's something that it's more than a goal, you know, it deserves a better word than that. And I think mission or purpose is perfect.
Yeah, so like the mission definitely is love, and like Christina said too, the oneness. That oneness is a huge part in what kicked off my trek, right? So I fell into a practice. I don't want to say fell into, that's kind of a bad thing. I was introduced into a practice which is called Diksha, and what it is, it's oneness, right? So for that kind of kicked it off, and for a minute I was like, oh, I'm supposed to go be this great Diksha healer, right? Mm-hmm. And I learned all about it, I went and did this retreat and became a Diksha healer, right? So now I can go and give these Diksha healings and blessings. Well, after that, you know, as I started taking the next steps in enlightenment, I was like, oh, that's not my purpose. That was like a stepping stone, you know, that was to get to the next level, right? So next level from there was, okay, I've got to learn Reiki, right? Because everybody knows Reiki and understands it, and maybe that's how I'm going to communicate. Mm-hmm. So I learned the Reiki. Okay, that's not my purpose, but it's part of the mission, like the process. Is it progression or progress? Huh. Another question for you. Anyway, so still working on the purpose. Will I ever truly find out? But I like what it really, really is. I don't know, but I do know that I'm here to bring love and oneness back. If that's a purpose, then I guess that's the answer. But I don't know if I'm comfortable saying that that's what it is at this moment.
I think that's a beautiful purpose.
Right.
I think it's an ultimate purpose.
It's the ultimate purpose, right?
Yeah, and, to bring love and oneness. We need more of that.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not saying it correctly, but the way I feel it, kind of going back to being a mom, too, for a long time, if you would have asked me 5 years ago and anything before that, I would have said, "Who are you? I'm a mom." That would have been my answer. What do you do? I'm Taya's mom. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. That was my purpose at the time, right?
But now that stems from love.
Right.
And a oneness.
And it all makes sense. Like my past and all the things, the way that certain people come into my lives, the way that certain people talk to me or tell me things, it's because there is a channel of love,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
Which comes from the divine. Which comes from my divine, my source, you know,
which is what connects us and makes us one.
So the quest is still on. I will never give up. I will continue to figure out how to bring love and oneness to everybody, which ties into Operation Cultivation.
Absolutely.
It's an opportunity, like we had said, to learn. Growth and education are the two biggest ways that you can connect and further get your message out there. So just like we're talking, you know, as I hear Christina say something, it sparks something in me. You say something, it sparks something in her and Lewis, you know, whoever is around us. That's growth, and that's spreading the message, and that is oneness.
Absolutely. I love it.
That makes
totally.
Sense. I kind of rambled there.
No, you didn't ramble at all.
Yeah. I know what my purpose is. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to me say I don't. I know.
I love both of those answers. I think it's a very, you know, I think for a long time, personally speaking, I always had this feeling that I was here to change the world from a very young age. And I think we all, now that I'm older and I've been on this path for a while, and I think, you know, there's been frustrating moments in my life where bad, awful things have happened. I'm like, okay, well, this wouldn't happen to somebody meant to change the world. But one, wrong. The awful things do happen to create resilience and strength. But two, everyone is here to change the world on some scale, you know, whether it be minor, whether it be major. We all are here to change the world in some way, shape, or form. How you mentioned being a mother. Instantly, by being a mother, you have changed the life of the person you created. You know, you shape life every day that you're a parent. Beyond that, I believe, you know, some people are called to the service of others. They mm-hmm. want to help other people. There's people who help with sobriety. You know, I think we all have some sort of niche that we're called to. For me, I think it is to bring the awareness of connection. And this is a very new, that is what Operation Cultivation is about for me and why I wanted to start a network or a community of like-minded people that are all on the same path, because I think connection is the biggest driving force for everything, you know, for love, for growth, for change, for oneness. I mean, connectivity and oneness are kind of one in the same, no pun intended. But yeah, I feel that just increasing connection between human beings is my purpose here on this planet. And not just through Operation Cultivation, I do it on the daily through having genuine conversations. Mm-hmm. I do little things like I try not to engage in small talk. That's a big thing for me. I cannot stand the "Hi, how are yous?" as you walk by, and you don't even really care how I'm doing because you were literally 5 steps away from me. And in those instances, I've learned it's very energy draining to one interact with them, because it increases your feeling of disconnection. That simple "Hi, how are you?" "I'm good. How are you?" "I'm good." And then you keep going on with your day.
Have you ever heard people go, "Hi, how are you?" "I'm good.
Thanks.
How are you? How are you doing?" And,
yeah.
then we go in this loop where we keep asking each other, "How are we doing?" And then it gets really awkward. And we're like, how we were doing. And then we kept both asking because we weren't really listening and we didn't really care.
Yeah, because you're on a loop.
Because you're disconnected. You really don't care. We don't walk around the world caring about one another. And really, a way that I live my purpose every day is to show each person that I interact with on some way, shape, or form that I genuinely care about them as a human being. And, you know, they're not just some other person that I'm encountering on the day or some that I need something out of. You know, they're a human being with a soul and a purpose of their own. And my soul is here to connect with yours and hopefully do some work together, you know, and for the highest good. And, you know, I think that's what I feel my purpose is. And that's what I try to live through every action, every day, is just, you know, increase your connectivity. Even on the days that I feel, we all wake up, like today was a really bad day for me. I was telling you too earlier. Awful day. And every ounce of my being wanted to just, everyone that came up to talk to me, I kind of wanted to just be like, not today. Just leave me alone. But there was the other voice in my head that said, that's not fair to the world. You know, it's not fair for you to be, just because you feel this one way, to externalize that and put that out into the world.
Right.
Whereas instead, you should kind of try to dive inside and see, well, why am I feeling this way? You know, why am I so negative for no particular reason? And actually, the more I talked to people, they walked away and I felt good. You know, it was like,
it was lifting up your energy and your vibration.
Yeah.
Which is what you, I think, as a person, Ariel, I think that that really feeds your soul. I mean, knowing you for the past few years, just the way you do like to interact with people and connect with people on a real level, I've observed that as your friend, and I think that it does give you a sense of feeling more alive. And when you feel more alive, you're feeling like you're on that straight path that you're meant to be on, and it does lift up your vibration because it's natural for you. It's what is meant to be. So I think like what you're saying is so important, to actually just keep on keeping on.
Yes.
Even when it's a struggle, trying to stay in alignment with your path when you're not in the mood.
That's one of the hardest things. That's why they call it spiritually fit, you know, because you have to work at it. It's not something that like you just walk around with, you know. If you're not clearing your aura and checking yourself and keeping your chakras, you know, cleaned and up to par, you're just a muddy thing walking around, and you're not doing yourself or the world any good. So, you know, it's like you had asked us what we do on a daily.
Yes.
I send daily affirmations, obviously, to, well, you guys don't know that, but I send daily affirmations to certain people.
We know that.
Yes, so you know that.
Because we receive them.
Everybody will know
they
that.
They will be for the world.
Affirmers.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Please follow us on Instagram at Operation Cultivation.
Oh, yes. Please.
We should mention that.
Hashtag pick your face up.
Book club.
There will be great reading recommendations, awesome daily affirmations.
Yes.
Coming from Miss Casey May.
I have something from all of us, of course, yes. But, yeah, to me, and always making sure, you know, that, like you said, I am going to encounter a lot of people. And every day I ask my divine, myself, please allow me to see everyone and speak to everyone with eyes and mouth of compassion, right? Because you don't know what type of day that person has. And this goes back to treat others the way you want to be treated, right?
Yes.
And it's amazing. Like, you could be having, because I'm pointing at Ariel, Christina, you know, you as powerful women, you know, you can walk into a room and your energy can change that room. And that's so important. And I think that's another, you know, that's a huge thing of what we're going to be able to teach.
Yes.
Is how to do that, because we've all met those people that come in and it's almost like their purpose is to make everybody else feel as shitty as they do, right? Like, they walk in, they command it, and they have that horrible energy.
Little energy suckers.
Yes. They're energy suckers. Their energy, not want to play, you know, hashtag no fun.
But you did say yin and yang, and maybe we need those challenges, because if it's always a good day, we won't appreciate the good days,
but
you know?
It's about the learning how to make sure you're not living in your shit.
Yes. Don't live in your shit.
One of the best.
Don't live in your shit.
Yeah, please don't live in your shit. That would be shitty.
That would be really shitty.
There's actually a really cool quote, and it's seriously to this day rings clear in my head. I wrote it my eighth grade year for an essay. And it was right after we had to write about a very heavy experience. I think it was like a really memorable. My cousin committed suicide.
Okay.
It was a very close cousin of mine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was a really long time ago. It still does hit home. I'm going to do my best not to get emotional right now. But the quote that I started my essay with was, "You cannot keep the birds of sadness from flying over your head, but you can keep them from nesting in your hair."
I love it.
You know, I do think it's really important to, like you said, not live in sadness. You know, of course we're going to have our down days.
Yes.
Of course we're going to have our days we feel off. That was my entire day today. I could not believe how sad I felt. But one thing I did was when I realized, I was kind of dwelling on the fact, like, why are you so down? Why?
Tuesdays are the reported most saddest and high suicide days. That's a true story.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact for you folks at home.
It's been a rough Tuesday.
It's been a rough Tuesday.
So,
but Tuesdays with Maury. Oh, I love that book.
That's such a good book. That's a good book. I read that book twice.
Hashtag pick your face up.
Recommendation hot off the press. With Lewis on the ones and twos back there.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ariel, get serious.
Oh, I'm trying.
See, okay, so this is wonderful because you know what? We're talking about purpose, but you know what? We are also here to learn. They're here to learn from us, and we can't take everything so fucking seriously, dude.
No, absolutely not.
We're having a rough day, and this is wonderful. Just talking, you know, letting it out.
Let it out.
And you know what? This is helping me. This is helping me to pick my face up. So tomorrow,
let it feel a lot better. Flow out the energy field out of Uranus.
If you saw our last episode, you'll know it was a very serious subject trying to identify how you pronounce Uranus.
Actually, I think we should do a poll on that.
Thank you.
Uranus, that will be part of it.
We will have a poll.
We'll put a voting up on the Instagram.
Uranus or Uranus?
Yeah. Ariel's trying to be, let's get back to seriousness.
Okay. So I was having a really down day. I kept dwelling on why, you know, why am I feeling this way? How can I make it better? Then I remember reading, I wish I could remember where I read these things. I never can. But that you should accept how you feel.
Yes.
That a big part of, you know, life is you get shitty days. And instead of sitting there, you actually make them worse by dwelling on the fact that you're feeling negative. And I think I am guilty of that because I am prone to be a pretty positive person. And when I find myself being just not that person, I'm very thrown off by it. And I hate it. I almost can't stand myself.
Well, and trust me, other people feel that energy because you have such bright energy, which is what I was trying to get across. It's like people feel that. It's nutso.
I got asked so many times,
right? Like, are you okay?
This one guy dropped off a tangerine at my desk. Another person asked if I wanted a coffee. It was so sweet how willing everybody was to kind of like cheer me up.
They needed it from you too.
Yeah, because that's exactly, because you bring it to them and now you're affecting them because they are like, wait a tick. This young lady
brings so
much joy every day. And now she's bummed out. And now I don't know what to do with myself. So WTF, Ariel, fix it.
Here's a tangerine.
Pick your face up and fix me. Because it's all about me.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. Be selfish. Cheer me up. Because I do the same thing. And that is the importance of connection. That's the importance of knowing that we are all on this planet together. We all come from the same place. Whether you believe in, you know, God, or you're an atheist, or you're a Buddhist, or whatever you may be. Wherever we came from, whatever you want to call it. And that's another reason I hate language. Language is, you know...
Would you prefer we spoke in dance?
No, in feeling. we all have that feeling when we think of a higher power, when we think of our connection, when we think of our soul, you know, unless you don't believe in any of that, then I'm not sure what you're doing on this planet.
I was like, and then, or on this podcast.
Not sure what you're doing on this podcast, for sure.
Hashtag punch denial. Out.
No, what is it? Beat your feet.
Hashtag beat your feet. Or get, maybe they need help. That's why they're here. Yeah.
Or maybe they're on the podcast and they're opening their mind up. But we all come from the same place, and that's where our connection comes from. And that's why when somebody makes you really happy, you enjoy them and you want them to be happy because it makes you happy. And vice versa, when you see someone you care about being sad, it makes you sad. Because it's not just you recognize that feeling in them. I feel it's more than that. It's almost, you know, because our souls came from the same place, they almost experience it synonymously to some degree.
I think that the concept, the subject of purpose, is such a deep thinking project. Don't laugh. It's so deep thinking, right? So I think what we should do, you know, we have the questionnaire, how we ask different questions and how you can apply them when you're interacting with our website and, you know, browsing. I think that people should give us their deep thoughts of what purpose is, because it stems so deep and it goes so far back and it's such an ancient question. And I think everyone has really thought about it, and it'd be really cool just to get a short, you know, response, how people think of purpose and, you know, just where do you think it stems from? Where does it resonate with you? I think it'd be really cool to interact, because we can always kind of touch on those comments. I mean, it's a comment, but it's also, you know, a short story of you and your purpose and what individual people think when they're considering that question. What is my purpose?
So I actually would love, as far as interaction goes, I want to discuss, I do have a technique for everybody listening that I would love you to try. I've done it. And it really helped me establish what my purpose is. It really established the things that I want to do in life, helped me realize what sets me on fire and what really drives me and gets me going. So I want to share that with you. And then as far as interacting goes, I would love people to kind of post their their posters. You don't have to do it on a poster. That makes it sound like I'm making you do a project. But your papers, you know, that you write, or even just type it out on there. Something. I would love to hear them. I know Casey and Christina would love to read them.
We're all combining our information, our knowledge. I mean, we're sharing with them.
Yeah.
And each other. But we
need mine on there too.
We need food
I'll put mine on there. I still have it. I wish I had brought it. We do have a camera on us if you're only listening. So sorry if this sounds a little weird. I brought the wrong journal. I did it in a different journal. So I wish I could actually directly read to you all what I had written, because I did this exercise maybe 6 months back. But I can't. So I can only explain the exercise. I can kind of go in vague detail. Maybe we can all answer it at the end. I think that would be pretty fun to do and for everybody to listen to. So you're going to grab your piece of paper, draw two lines on it. You're going to have three columns down. In the first column, you're going to write experiences. And in this column, you're going to close your eyes for a minute and place yourself on your deathbed. I know this sounds a little bit morbid, but bear with me. So you place yourself on your deathbed and you're looking back on your life. And what do you want to see? What do you want to feel? What sort of experiences would you like to have that are going to allow you to just feel very at ease passing on to the next life? You know, you take a moment and you list all of those. Let's share maybe what experiences we would like before we move on to the next two columns. I know for me, some experience I wrote was traveling. I would like to visit a lot of countries, specifically developing countries, indigenous countries, just to see, you know, how people live in non-developed worlds. That was one of mine.
And for me, I definitely don't want to leave this world without having known it. You know, I want to travel too, go outside my comfort zones and connect with people a little bit more. I think that's a big, like you said, our purpose here as the masses, I think we're meant to connect with each other. So I would like to have recognized that I've connected well, or, more with my friends, my family. I'd like to hope that I was more vulnerable, because we only have this life, and at some point we're going to die, so we might as well just be open with one another and accepting of one another and be vulnerable, you know? Fuck what people think. Be you.
Absolutely.
So I hope that on my deathbed, I will have accepted that I was myself in this life.
Your full version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Another experience I wanted to have was start my own company. So as you were speaking, I was like, oh, I didn't include that. And that was one of the things that led me to being here.
Yes. What is it? Experience?
Experiences. Oh, and thank you, Christina. That was beautiful. Casey?
Yes. Experiences, just like one I would like on my deathbed?
No, not just one. No, however many you can think of.
We'll just do one. I would love to be able to look back and know that I experienced love on every single level and capacity that was available to me, whether that means through travel, education, people, but just to be able to experience that love, which goes back to my purpose, and knowing that wherever I went, that's what I left with other people, an experience of love for them.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the next column, after you light down, and you don't just do one experience. We did that to minimize on time and whatnot. Literally spend time on this. I mean, give each column at least 10 minutes and really just write it down, and don't think about what's possible. Just think about what experiences you want to have. Do not limit yourself in any way, shape, or form. By no means do I have the financial capability to go travel the world right now. Did I stop that from having me put that on my piece of paper? By all means, no. So you move on to your second column and you title it growth. And in this column, you go one by one down your experiences you just wrote down, and you write in which ways would you, your current state of you, have to grow to have these experiences. For example, using my wanting to travel the world and also wanting to start a business, I would have to grow in the sense I would have to be less insecure. I'd have to become more secure in myself. That was a huge stage of growth. And doing this podcast alone, especially, you know, the video shoots, the few that we did before, has helped me tremendously get over a lot of insecurities I've had over what I look like on camera, you know, what I sound like, if I'm knowledgeable enough. You know, if you want to experience the world, or if you want to take a big, bold move, I definitely have to get out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm.
That's with anything, right?
Yeah, like
but
with anything.
Yeah, that's great.
That was a big hindrance. That is a big hindrance of mine that I'm working on, and I work on it every single day, and I get better at it every single day. What about
you,
Christina?
Finding our purpose.
Yep. Yes,
it is a journey. I honestly just think I'm going to leave it at that. Just hope that I've experienced love, like Casey said, with the people that mean the most to me. That I was real with myself in this life. That's really what I think matters the most, is we're always putting on different faces for different people in our lives, different, you know, stages of our lives. And I think that we're always off put by those people who are just entirely themselves and they don't care what people think.
I love those people.
Yes, a lot of people though are very off put by them because they make them uncomfortable, because they make you realize that you are not your own self.
Yep.
So I really hope that I can be one of those weirdos for sure.
But which way would you, in which way or aspect would you have to grow to become that? What's stopping you?
I do have insecurities as well, but really it's just I need to have a sense of independence. I think when you go off on your own, you become your own boss, and you, like you said, starting your own business, when you become your own boss, when you start taking control of your own life, it's a lot easier to just be yourself, you know, because you have nobody to impress. And a lot of the time we spend a lot of our life trying to impress someone because we need something from them. So that's me. I really just hope I can be real, and I hope that I could at some point gain my own independence, so I don't feel the need to be false for anyone else.
Nice. In which ways would you have to grow, Miss Casey May?
Miss Casey May would have to remove herself from herself, basically get out of my own way. I am my biggest obstacle, and that stems from still having, as we all mentioned, insecurities, which is all, of course, ego-driven, a sense of not being good enough, not knowing enough, like you mentioned.
Yes.
You know, just all that shit, the chatter that goes in your head. So for me, it's just continuing to work on myself and learn how to accept that I am worthy and that I am fully capable of
yes,
all
you
of
are.
These things. And once we do, all of us do that, then we can move on and I can go and experience all these great things.
And that's what we're doing, right? We're cultivating that change within ourselves and hopefully cultivating it within you, our listeners. So the next column, after you've established all the ways that you as an individual would have to grow, you move to your next column and you title it contribution. And in this column, kind of get all of those ideas you just wrote down in your head. You know, picture yourself as achieving all of those growth steps. You know, like for us, we're no longer insecure. I think I even wrote down I needed to learn another language or something like that since I've learned that language, right? Whatever your growth may be, picture you're already that person. Picture that you've had the experiences that you've written down, right? You've achieved all of this. Now, in what way do you want to give back to the world? What in the planet do you think you have the capability after growing in these stages and after having these experiences? In what way are you capable to contribute or give back to the world as a whole? Because ultimately, that we all are here to give something back, right? We all die, yes, but we leave something behind, whether it be physically, like children, our home. We can all argue whether or not a house is really something we leave behind or not.
Yeah, materialistic
stuff. But we definitely leave behind our morals, our energy, our, you know, achievements. And if you're never pursuing any of those things, you're not going to leave any of them behind.
No. Because materialistic things, those will eventually be tossed aside.
Or sold,
forgotten, ruined. But you can leave your... What I like to tell my daughter is your imprint.
Yes.
And what is your imprint going to look like? Is it going to be fucked up, you know, like completely? Or is it going to be something that's like, wow, this person really struggled, but look at all the good that they did out of that struggle that they've overcome. Is that your imprint? You know, like you're talking about morals and whatnot. So that's my answer.
Yeah.
I jumped ahead.
No, I like that.
And I answered.
I think it's wonderful. You know, chime in with your ideas whenever you have them because they fly away fast. I know mine do.
Yeah. You gotta grab them, especially at my age. They go really fast.
Man, I'm already like that. So I need to improve it, not make it get worse. It's funny, in having this conversation, another quote pops into my mind, and I actually said it to somebody else today. And in what we're talking about with leaving an imprint, I want to repeat it for everybody else to hear. People will forget the words that you say, mm-hmm. and people will even forget the things that you do, but people will not forget the way you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I don't know who said it. You could type it in on Google and find out. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at citing things. But I will always tell you that it's from someone else. Just don't know who. I really love that because for me, it really encourages you to be vulnerable, to overcome those insecurities, because it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter if you trip and fall on your face. If you get back up and go, hey, like, and brush it off, all people are going to remember is that you made them laugh and that you got some stamina. You know, they're not going to remember anything aside from that. And then 10 years down the line, they probably won't even remember the minor detail. They'll just remember that one funny person at that play? You know, so I think remembering that it's not what you do, it's not what you say. I mean, those things are important, but more importantly, your purpose behind them, your intention you put behind them, mm-hmm. and how you want to make people feel. That is what is truly important.
Absolutely.
I think that we should end this podcast tonight on the note on your mission, on your purpose in this life. Be kind, be loving, be compassionate.
Be human.
And be mm-hmm. patient and be human.
Yeah. Try to be human.
Yeah. And, it's hard. You know, I think that's what we need to keep in mind 100% more than anything is we are always on a mission, and that is a personal thing, I think, even if we're doing it for other people as well. You know, like you said, share love and all that. Mm-hmm. But of course we are, like you said, human, and we internalize and we start to think of ourselves, what is our mission? What is our mission? And I think we start to believe people are getting in our way sometimes. And what we need to know and what we need to remember is to be loving, mm-hmm. and to be patient, and to be kind.
And that they're all a part of our mission. Mm-hmm. I think that's
they're not in our way. They're not roadblocks. They're not just hurdles.
They're either going to propel you forward or they're going to teach you something that is going to be of value to you later on down the line.
Indeed.
And that's how I try to look at things. You know, nothing is a setback. Nothing is a failure. Nothing is a waste of time. You know, unless you're not learning. And then at that point, your entire life is a waste of time.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to be very, very blunt with you. You're just sitting there going do-de-do, waiting for something to happen. Yeah,
then absolutely time. You're wasting time.
Yeah.
And knock it off, because time is limited. Life is short.
It is.
So on that note, we want to encourage all of you, dive deep, do the exercise, share it with us. We would love to hear what the experiences you want to have, the ways you need to grow. And not most importantly, I don't want to say that, but just as important, and maybe what I want to hear the most, is how you want to contribute to the world. Because you might spark a really cool idea with us, and we might want to help you make it happen. So we'd love to hear from you.
Talk about.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, talk to you later. We'll see you next week. Wait, you'll hear us next week.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, a lovely way to end, as like I end all my healings, is we are love, we are light, we are beauty, we are one.